Okay, we begin now Masechtas Gittin. Before we start, just today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Few preliminary matters before we start the actual Masechta. Question number one, why is Gittin placed over here? Why is Masechtas Gittin at this location in Shas? Right, it's in Nashim, that we understand. Why is it before Kedushin? Now, that everyone always says, well, because you have to know the refuah before the makkah. Nobody says that. I haven't found a makar that says that. So maybe there is one out there. It wasn't in the art scroll. It wasn't here. Everywhere I looked, I did not find a makar that has such an answer. I did find the following. The Rambam says, the reason why Gittin is here is because if you look at the psukim in Parashas Kiseitze, Gittin comes first. It says, Perach chavdal pasakal ki gachesh isha obolavai imol motzachem be'enav ki motza erba ervas davar v'kosav lo sefer krisus. And then you divorce her. Then it says v'hal chavahayfil ish acher. So you see that Gittin comes first.
Just begs the question again.
So why did the Torah put it that way? But the Maharach points out, wait a minute, it says ki yikach ish isha. If a man will take a wife, then he'll not like her, so he'll give her a divorce. Then she'll get remarried. So what do you mean? The topic of divorce is first, but it says Kiga Cheshisha. It could have said a couple that's already married and it's turning sour. It doesn't say that. So the Maharach says that the reason why Gittin is first is because there are cases where we will force somebody to give a get. We'll never force someone to get married. Therefore, it's first. That's the Rambam's pshat. The Chassam Sofer says it's to teach you that even if you have a divorce, even if you do get divorced, you should right away follow that up with another kiddushin. Try to be married. Try to be a married man. It's not healthy to be single. It's not good to be single. Just try as hard as you can to be married. Even if there's a good gerushin, it should be followed right away by kiddushin.
The Kagan
principle is right. It's not my principle. It's in the Sefer Margoliath Hayam by Rav Reuven Margoliath. He says that all masechtas they go in order of size. They go in order of size. Every Seder starts with the biggest Masechta and ends up with the smallest. If you look at it, there's only one Seder that doesn't follow the rule, which we'll say in a second. For example, the first Masechta of Nashim was Yevamos. Yevamos is the largest Masechta in terms of Prakim of Mishnayos. It's 15 Prakim. Ksuvos was next, then Nedarim, then Nazir, now up to Gittin, Asota, then Gittin, then Kedushin. They all go down in size. Every Seder works that way, except for Zerayim. All of a sudden, Trumas is in the middle of it, has 11 Prakim. That I don't know why. But the rules are still followed. The gentlemen follow the rule. They all go in size order. Okay, that's number one. Number two. Why is a bill of divorce called a get? Where did get come from? So Tosva says that the word get means it means a document. It means a shtar. And the first word of the Masechta is Hamevi Get. Since we're talking about Masechta's Gittin, which is about divorces, it's not about documents. It's called, doesn't say Hamevi Get Nashim. Hamevi Get Shel Nashim, whatever. Because we know this Masechta is talking about divorces. But the word Get means a shtar, it means a document. In the Pasuk and Sefer Kritzos, Targum calls it a Get Piturin. Right? A Get, a document that separates us. That's the Rambam's Pshat. That's Tosos. The Levush says the word get means to break. The marriage gets broken, you give a get. That's why it's called a get. Tosfos Yontif says that a get has 12 lines, so it's called a get. Which we'll talk about in a minute. Tosfos says the exact opposite. Since a get has 12 lines, right? Since it's a get, therefore we made it have 12 lines. Tosfos says it the exact opposite way. Okay, either way, whether it's a chicken or the egg question, but the top Tosfos does say that a get has 12 lines. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Gra says, unbelievable, without a computer, the Gra said that the letters Gimel and Tes never appear next to each other in the entire Tanakh. They never appear next to each other. It's a built-in simen of separation. That they never appear next to each other in the whole Tanakh. The Gra knew that without a computer. Ruchan Kanievsky, also probably without a computer, says there are four other combinations of letters that never appear next to each other in Tanakh. They are a gimel and a kuf, a gimel and a zayin, I'm sorry, a zayin and a tes, a zayin and a final tzaddik, and a samach and a final tzaddik. Those also never appear next to each other in Tanakh. So why is the bill of divorce called a get? What about these four? So he suggests that is in time of Dekra. He suggests because if you go alphabetically down the list, these are the first two you bump into. The first two you bump into was a gimel and a tes. Why? A gimel kuf?
By that you can do it. Samach and tzaddik.
Right. And then the Panime Mishulchan, what? The Panime Mishulchan Agra says, because even though it's true you have other combinations, but only Gimel on a test equals 12. So there is a mile of being to 12. Now, fine. One more introduction and then we get started. Now, Tosafot says that a get has 12 lines. Why does a get have 12 lines? So Tosafot says, it's a famous, because the in between, in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah, in between each Parsha, in between each Sefer, between Bereshit and Shemot, there are four lines, four extra lines. Between Shemot and Vayikra, another four lines. Between Vayikra and Devarim, Vayikra and Bamidbar, another four lines. And between Bamidbar and Devarim, there are also four lines, but we don't count those four lines. We only count the first four. Four times three equals 12. Right? Why don't we count the last four? Well, because A, it wouldn't work. Wait. Since Devarim is a repetition, even though, as Rav Moshe pointed out, there are over 200 mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim, what does that mean? It's repetition. We need an explanation for that. We're not going to go into it now. But since it's called Mishnah Torah, it's called a repetition. Therefore, it's not really connected back to Bamidbar in the same way that Bamidbar is connected back to Vayikra. Therefore, you only have 12 lines. Now, what does that have to do with get? Anyway, so the Levush says, beautiful, he says, Sefer, you have to write a Sefer Krisus. A Sefer Krisus means, look, where else in the Torah there is a Krisus, there is a break. Where are they? Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar. That's the connection between the 12 lines and the reference to Bereishis and Shemos. The Anshi Hashem says an unbelievable vart. He says, no, nobody liked to say that we don't count Bamidbar and Devarim. Right? Nobody wanted to say that. So he says, we do count Bamidbar and Devarim. I have too many lines. This is one line anyway you have to count. One line anyway you can't count on each one. Why? Because every parasha stumi, you begin the next line. So anyway, that line doesn't count. So you have four, now four, one after Bereishis, after Shemos, after Vayikra, and after Bamidbar, but it's only three lines each time. Because one line you're not counting, you get to the same 12. Therefore you get to the same 12. Okay, next. Now we can start. Hamevi get mi Medinas Hayam. If somebody brings a get from Medinas Hayam, right? Somebody brings a get from overseas. The husband lives overseas. The wife lives, let's say, here in Eretz Yisrael, and he's bringing a get from overseas, right? So before we even go further, why does the Masechta start with such an unusual case? Always, it always does. It always does. Never, never does a Masechta begin with the Aleph Beis of the Halacha. Never, right? Why? So we suggested. You didn't like it last time I suggested it. We suggested because all these Mishnayos were memorized, and it's much easier to memorize something if you start with a very obscure point, and then from there you work your way back. You get to the main points. If you start with a detail, it's for memory purposes only. It helps you remember. If you start with Aleph Beis, right? The last Mishnah in the Masechta is going to say that the machlok is why you give a get, either only for an Ervas Davar, or even if she burns the food. That's the Aleph Beis. It's all the way at the end. In the last, by Yom Kippur, we're going to do that daf. It's the last daf. Here we're starting on some unusual thing. I maybe get. So if you start with the detail, it helps memory. But the Rishonim give a more fundamental answer, and they say that the reason why we start with this point is because, first of all, we're going to see it's a Din D'Rabbanan. So we always know that the Din D'Rabbanan are Chaviv, that they came up with it themselves. We're going to see that the whole purpose of this din is for iguna, that a woman shouldn't be left. And iguna doesn't mean, in the Gemara's parlance, that the husband lives around the corner but he doesn't want to give a get because he's not a nice guy. That's not what it means. That's what it means today. Then it meant a woman, we just don't know if she's divorced or not. We just don't know. So she's stuck. She can't get remarried because she's stuck. Iguna means she's stuck. So because we don't want women to be stuck, we came up with this unbelievable kula here for women, that they shouldn't be stuck. That's a very chavav thing to do. We put it first. As a matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer says, we don't want a divorce on a pleasant topic. There's fighting, Eras Dover, Kitata, all these terrible, terrible things. So you know what? We found the case. No, not so terrible. Listen, the guy lives in China. The wife's in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a marriage. It's no fighting. There's no. It's just not a marriage. What kind of marriage is this? Ah, maybe get it. Gives her a get. Some so you can have a situation that where there's a get, and it's not necessarily fighting. And that's why we start off with that case. I mean, Dina Sayyam, he's way over there. Listen, he's over there. He stopped their business, whatever it is. So you don't want to have a... It's not a marriage, but it's not fighting. So that's why the Masechta begins with a case that's not necessarily so damaging. One of the Mefarshim says that's exactly why Tosfos asks, why don't we just say, maybe you get me chutz la'aretz? Why do we have to say Medina Sayyam? So he says that's exactly the point, to drive home the point that it's something so far away. It's like, on the other end of the world, the guy is. So they're getting divorced. It's not such a tragedy. It's always a tragedy, but you know, relatively speaking, it's not. And the Chasam Sofer says the word hamevi is gematria chen, right? 58 chen. Sometimes it's not such a terrible. That's how the Masechta starts such an unusual case. Okay. Anyway, this Mishnah really talks about two topics. It talks about someone who brings a get from Medina Sayyam, and it also talks about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which will come up really later on Daf Zayin and Ches, exactly the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So, hamevi get mimedina sayam. If somebody brings a get from overseas, when this one guy, this one shliach shows up, tzarach sheyomer b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtav, he's required to say, in front of me, this get was written, and in front of me, this get was signed. And the Gemara is going to ask, how can one person do that? How can one person be an aid? We don't have one person being aidim. And we're going to answer because of iguna. We don't want her to be stuck. So make the husband find two people. It's not always so easy. That's what we're going to say.
But how many edim are on the?
There are two edim on the shtar. There are two edim on the get. That's really tomorrow's daf, but it's all one big sugya. Right? There are two edim on the get. That's no question. The question is how many people are bringing it. So one guy, but he has to say in front of me, I saw this being written and I saw it be signed. That's the end of the discussion, really, about get. Now, the rest of it's going to be about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, af ha-me'evi min ha-rekem u-min ha-cheger. That same thing is true, even if you bring it from Rekem and Cheger. What would be the Pashtus, these are two cities that are in Chutz La'aretz. They're not in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not Medina Sayyam. They're not on the other end of the world. They're right here. They're right next to the Eretz, they're right by the border. But Rabbi Gamliel argues and says that also you have to say before Nechla, before Nechla. Not just if they're on the other end of the world, even right next door to Israel, but they're not in Israel. What is Rekem and Cheger? Rashi says that Targum shel bein Kadesh u bein Barad. That is by Hagar. When Hagar went to Kadesh and Barad, the Targum there says Rekem and Cheger. Now, the Chazon Ish points out, there are really five places in Tanakh that have a word Kadesh. There's one in Parashat, two in Parashat Matos. No, Parashat Matei. One's in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Vav, and Bamidbar, where it says, Matei is in Midbar Tzin. That's for Shochot Tzlaritz, because that was in the Midbar. It's not Eretz Yisrael. Then later on in the same Parsha, it says in Lamed Dalet, Dalet, it says Kadesh Barnea. It's another Kadesh. By Avraham, it says Ben Kadesh Ubein Shur. There's one in Yehoshua that says Kadesh is one of the Ari Miklat of Naphtali. And the last one is this Kadesh, which Rashi says is in Chutz La'aretz. It's in Chutz La'aretz, that's what we're saying, which is in Chutz La'aretz. So the Chida asks, wait a minute, if this is in Chutz La'aretz, how can Hagar see the Malachim? Don't we have a rule that the Shechina is not Shor in Chutz La'aretz? Nobody has Nevu in Chutz La'aretz, nobody has Shechina in Chutz La'aretz. How can Hagar see the Malachim? So the Chidah gives the same, you don't think it's Akasha. What? That's exactly what the Chidah answered. The only person that did it was Yecheskel. What we say? Because since he began in Eretz Yisrael, it was able to continue into Chutz La'aretz. Hagar lived by Avraham, saw the Malachim there, so even though now she's in Chutz La'aretz, she could still see the Malachim. That's what the Chidah says. Okay. Now, what?
If I knew it, I guess.
What? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, you even have to say before an echtam, mikfar ludim lulud. Even if you're such a close area, from ludim and lud, it's like It's like one's an Eretz Yisrael, Lud's an Eretz Yisrael, Kfar Ludim is not, but it's mamash like a sister city. People back and forth all the time. Even still, you still have to, says Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, "Ein tzarich she'amr b'fon anechla b'fon anechla." It's not true. You don't have to in such a case. Ela hamevim in Medina Sayam. Only if you go from Medina Sayam v'hamolich, or you go back, or you come back. Right? V'hamolich. What's v'hamolich? Hamolich means that you are coming. One second.
According to what you're saying now, yeah, it goes against what you said at the beginning, that the reason that it picked the words of Medina Sayyam instead of Kutzlar, which was that because they wanted to pick a case.
Right.
Of Medina Sayyam.
A very far away.
But it's going against it.
Why?
Saying now. Because now they're saying that even if it's closed.
But they're arguing. Right. They're arguing 100%. The Hamolich means, and you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Kutzlar, you also have to have a fun after fun after, which we're going to talk about in the Gemara. Right? V'hamolech. You go from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. Next. V'hamevi mi Medina li Medina b'Medina Sayyam. If you're being a get from one country to another country in Medina Sayyam, right? You're going from America to Canada. Also, tzarech she'ar b'fon anechlam b'fon anechlam. You also have to say it. Rabbi Shir ben Gamliel Omer, afilu mehagmunya lehagmunya. Even if you bring it from one province to another province, right? Even if you go from, let's say, Kings County to Nassau County, you also have to, because it's a different province. So the Chasam Sofer says, everybody would agree that if it's like another country, then nobody would argue on that. He says, right, Rabbi Shir ben Gamliel says, even one province to another province. What, and the Tanakhama argues on that? So he doesn't argue if they're machbid. That's the key. If it's like a different country, everyone agrees. The question is, are you go there, not machbid or to machbid? Right? What if like today? You go from one country, no one cares. So are you machbid? So are you go there in a case where they are machbid? That's what they're arguing about. Rashi and Gilil says yes, and therefore even from one hagmunya to another hagmunya, and the Tanakhama says no. And now we're gonna discuss the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mirekem leMizrach. Rekem is the eastern border. Virekem kim Mizrach. And Rekem has the din of being outside of Eretz Yisrael. Me Ashkelon leDarom, Ashkelon on the south. Vi Ashkelon kidarom. And Ashkelon has the din of being in the south. Me Akko leTzafon, Akko to the north. Vi Akko kitzafon. And Akko has the status of being in the north, which means outside of Eretz Yisrael. The whole machlokas, whole discussion how that could be true, we think of Akko and Eshkolon as being part of Eretz Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer, and the Rashi points out, the reason why we don't mention the western border is because the western border is the ocean, is the river. The Mediterranean, right. Right. What? Now, the Chazanish point out, these cities, the border is not one city wide. Obviously, it stretches for miles and miles. So what is the point of pointing at one city? So it could be it's the southernmost city in a chenami. Of course, it's a border. Right? Of course, it's a border. It could be 20 miles wide. One city's not 20 miles wide. These small little cities. That's not the point. The point is that we're just giving you measurements of for purposes of. Well, this is not a geography, Mishnah. For purposes of b'fon anechtam, where would be the most far off point where you'd be considered already in Chutz Laretz? Oh, it's a whole discussion also, which period. Most Mefarshim say this is the Olim Mitzrayim. This is like not even relevant even then. Because of Ashkelon and Akko, they're forced to say that. When Yeshua came in, Ashkelon might not have been in Eretz Yisrael then. Certainly, at later points it was. Same thing with Akko. So it's a whole, really getting off the topic, why these cities are picked. They're not even relevant even then. But, yeah. Rav Meir says, Akko ke'eretz Yisrael l'gitin, he argues about Akko, and fine. Last point, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, if someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, Eino tzaruch shiya omer b'fon anechlam b'fon anechlam. You don't have to say it. You don't have to. You bring a get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, you don't have to say it. V'im yesh olav orim, and if there are people that can complain about the get, who's going to complain? The husband. It says Orim. Orim is plural. Who else is going to complain besides the husband? So maybe you could have lakuchos, people that owed money, that fighting. Then, if that's true, yiskayim b'chotzmav, you can establish the authenticity of the get by the signatures. And that will lead into a machlokes about why we have this whole issue of b'fanecha to begin with. After all, why does the person have to say that? Now they're going to ask that question. My taima, why does an aide, a shliach, have to say b'fana nechtav or b'fana nechtav? So we're going to have a fundamental machlokas, which later on in the week is not going to become a machlokas anymore. But it's a machlokas right now. Rabba Omar, Rabba says, l'fisha ein b'kiyin l'shma. The people in Chutz La'aretz, they don't have such good rabbanim, they don't have such good bezdins, and the husband who writes the get was not really makbid about l'shma. We have a fear that he wasn't. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no fear. But in Chutz La'aretz, there was a fear. So therefore, the shliach has to come and say, no, this is good l'shma. This is good l'shma. How does b'fon anechlev come to l'shma? Rashi says something very controversial. Rashi says, b'fon anechlev b'fon anechtam has nothing to do with l'shma. I saw them write it and I saw them sign it. Then Rashi says, then we asked the guy, nu, so was it done l'shma? Right, Rashi says, Shailinan lay, the last wide line over there. Shailinan lay, we ask you, Nikhla l'shma? Was it written l'shma? V'homer in? He says, yeah. So we ask him, bang, we find that's nothing to do with l'shma. Tosfos doesn't like that at all. He says, what do you mean? We don't find anywhere that you have to ask the guy anything. So Tosfos says, included in b'fana nechtam is a discussion about l'shma. Included in those words. What else is he talking for? Included in it. One second. And not only that, right. Also, in a few minutes, we're going to say, you know, I'll hold off on that till we say it. Not only that, tomorrow's daf. You know, let's do a few more lines. There's no l'shma. That's the problem. The problem is l'shma. Why l'shma? What about other problems? Like, for example, you wrote it on something attached to the ground, or the names are wrong, or the date is wrong, or other halachas that you didn't have. Why on l'shma? Well, we're concerned about l'shma. So Tosfos says, because the Amoratim don't. How do we know l'shma? How do you even know l'shma? Law, the kus of law means for her. It means l'shma. So we said this yesterday. When it comes to drasha, a lot of times the Amoratim don't hold from the drashas. Well, it doesn't say that. Come on. The rabbis made up some drasha. So right away there's a knock on it, and they weren't nizer in it. That's what Tosfos says. But the other issues. Maybe not. Maybe they weren't so concerned, and this is very ma'akev. So people weren't so concerned about l'shma.
This person bringing the get from Medina Sayyam, yeah. It has to be a man.
It could be a woman. It could be a woman. We're gonna have in a few minutes. We're very makel when it comes to this guy, this person, because we don't want the woman to be stuck. So it could be a woman even. We're gonna have it in a few minutes. I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow. The Reifert says the only l'shma is mentioned because everything else is all pre-printed. There are pre-printed things, so fill in the names. How are you going to have other issues? It's unusual. And similar, the Tosfos of Rashi is similar. Ein hachanami, we are concerned about the others, but l'shma is the most common. How many times is the guy going to write a get on a leaf attached to the ground? Right? L'shma is the most common problem. That's why it's mentioned over here. L'shma is the most common problem. But ein hachanami, according to him, other issues would be just as valid as well. Now, Rava Amar, Rava says an entirely other issue. Nothing to do with l'shma. The Chutz La'aretz is just as good when it comes to l'shma. You know what the problem is? L'fisha ain edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. Edim are not around in Chutz La'aretz. So how do we know these signatures are authentic? How do we know a guy didn't just write up a thing, put sign false two names, and send it off to Eretz Yisrael? The guy's in China. Doesn't want to be married to his wife anymore. How do we know? Therefore, someone has to come along with that get and authenticate it. That's Rava. Now, my benayhu, what's the difference between Rava and Rava? The Gemara has three differences. One is Ike benayhu, das yuhu betray. What if two come to bring it? What if two come together? According to Rava, two edim, two shlichim come. So according to Rava, we still have a l'shma problem. But according to Rava, we don't have a problem anymore. Those two Aidim, those two, you have two Aidim now. Those two can authenticate the signatures by themselves. They don't have to say before an Echtav. That's one difference. Inami or mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. Or if two one province to another province in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rava, they don't have to say anymore because Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows about Lashma. But according to Rava, since it's in a different part of Eretz Yisrael, who said we could authenticate the signatures, and we would still have to say Bafon and Echla, Bafon and Echla, even from one province to another province in Eretz Yisrael. Inami, a third distinction, Ba'osa Medina, Medina Tayam. What about if you're coming from one Medina to another Medina in Medina Tayam? Right? You're going from New York to Chicago. So, the Lashma problem still exists. You're in Hutzlar. But the Edim problem might not exist. Why? Because they know each other. It's in the same country. So I might not have to authenticate the signatures. Might not have to. So those are the three differences. Now we can ask. Yeah.
Aren't those both against the Mishnah?
Yeah, 1 second. We're going to get to that in a second. Now, if the problem is Lashma, how does saying before the Nechlev help? How does it help? So Rashi says, like I said, you ask the Shliach. So was it Lashma? Tosfos asks, we don't find such a question. Also, if that's true, that should be one of the differences. That should be one of the differences. Do you ask him Lashma or not? And the Ran points out, that would be the best difference. Because all these differences are all unusual things. They're all, it could be if he's in the from New York to Chicago. It could be if there's two. But this difference would be every single time. Every single time. No matter, a regular case. Guy comes from New York to Eretz Yisrael. Do you have to say, you have to ask him about Lashma? That'd be a fundamental difference. It applies in every single case under the sun. Therefore, Tosva says, not only that, on tomorrow's daf, Rashi really takes it back. Rashi really says, he's going to say tomorrow, that we don't really ask. He basically retracts. So Rashi knew that he wrote this today. Right? He knew that he wrote that we ask. It says black and white. We ask him, and tomorrow he's going to say you don't really ask. So what's going on here? So because the Panashu explains as follows. On the end of this daf, we're going to say that even according to Rabba, everybody really they do the Lashma. Everything we said about Amaratim and Chutz La'aretz not darshaning the Torah, they really do. What's the Chashash? And the Soferman Chutz La'aretz are just as good as Soferman Eretz Yisrael. They know the Halachas, they know the Lashma. It's all good. What's the issue? We're going to say a very rare case if a guy will find a get in the street with the same name as him and the wife has the same name and the Sofer wrote it just because he was practicing and he threw it out and the guy finds it and he says, oh, look at this. I have a perfect. I could save myself on the sofer fee. I want to divorce her anyway. What a coincidence! I'm so lucky. I could save myself the fee, and then he'll give it to her. She's in Eretz Yisrael. He sends it off. So because of that one rare case, we're making no. The guy said I saw him write it. Bafon and Echtav. I saw him write it. Lashma. Yeah, that means Lashma. Really, they know Lashma. Everybody knows Lashma. Right, we're going to say Rov no Lashma, but the Cheshash is we'll find it in the street. Right, that's the Cheshash. So we'll get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that in a minute. Not in a minute. We'll get to that hopefully before the end of today. So here we're not up to that. We don't know that yet. Pnei Asher says we don't know this whole Torah yet. So therefore, Rashi here says, you have to ask him. Once we're going to say that there's a real chashash, there isn't really a chashash, tomorrow we're going to say that, then Rashi takes it back. But in the Havamina, Rashi says you have to ask. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a similar pshat. He says, we'll leave it at that. Fine. Okay. Fine. By the way, when I said before, how come we only have to say Lashma, the Ritva answers, because only Lashma applies by Gittin. All the other problems, about the wrong name and writing it not good, that applies to every Shtar. So in Shtar, people know those halachas. When it comes to Lashma, it's only by Gittin, the special thing Lashma. So we're more concerned, people have more potential to make a mistake. Fine. Now, Ularaba, the Amar Lefi She'en Bekiyin Lishma, according to Rabba, we're going to ask this question tomorrow on Rav also, but according to Rabba, that the whole reason is Lishma. He's afraid that in Chutz La'aretz, they don't have Lishma. So Libay Trey, you should require two Edim. Midi Dahavya Kol Edis Sheba Torah. Just like all Edis in the Torah requires two Edim. You ever heard of the thing of one eighth? When you ever think of one eighth? You need two Edim. So the Gemara answers. No, Eid Echad Nemen Beisurin. One eighth believed by an Isser. How can I eat in your house? The answer is, I trust you. You told me it's all kosher. That's what Rashi says in Yevamos. Rashi says it's a svara that Eid Echad Nemen Beisurin because you can never trust your wife. How do you know she's cooking kosher food? Because you trust her. Because she said it's kosher. I went to this kosher supermarket and I bought kosher food. How do you go out to someone's house for lunch? Because Eid Echad Nemen Beisurin. The Tosfos Yeshanim asked on Rashi over there, what kind of answer is, what kind of reason is that? If you have a chashash, you can't eat by your friend's house. If you have a chashash, you can't eat from your wife. What do you mean? You trust her. How does trusting her override the chashash of Achilas Issa? Rashi over here gives a different answer. He says, listen, it's a svara. The Torah itself says, you can be mafresh truma, you can do shechita. We never find you need two people to do shechita. We never find you need two edim to say that a shechita is... You don't have such a thing. You don't have two edim to say the guy gave truma, right? Truma is a fee of kares, if you eat tevel. You never find two edim for that. You never find two edim to take out the giranasha, or chelev. One guy could do it. The guy in the butcher shop does it, and we all trust him. So what do you see? Eidach and Nemen Bisurin. So I could come from overseas and say, nah, this gets fine. I saw them write it. It's fine. I don't need two for that. Eidach and Nemen Bisurin. Yeah, you had a question?
You have witnesses already on the get.
Hmm?
This is just a...
It's just for Lishma.
I understand that, but you're just doing a above and beyond.
Right.
It gets kosher already because if she was standing right there, it would be done already.
But it has to be done Lishma. So how do I know that the husband didn't write up a get by himself, fake two signatures... And then give it to this guy. Go bring it to my wife. The answer is that's exactly why. We need him to say, no, I saw them write it. And they were right. We're doing this L'shma, and they had a whole, right? They said L'shem Yichud beforehand, the whole procedure. And he knows it was done kosher. Right? That's exactly why. We're gonna say a similar idea what you're saying tomorrow. A similar thing tomorrow. We're going to say a similar idea to you that how different is L'shma from the real Eidos? We're going to say a similar Rabbi Kivi Eger. Right. We're going to say a similar idea, a similar svara tomorrow. Yeah. So Eidach Adam Bisur. What do you need two for? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? When do we say this din of Eidach Adam Bisurin Kigon, for example, Chaticha? I have a piece of meat. Suffik shel chelev, suffik shel shuman. I don't know. Is that kosher? Is that a kosher piece of meat? I don't know. I can trust my friend to say, no, that's kosher. Yeah. That was bought from a kosher store. I know it's kosher. That's when we will apply the din of Eid Echad Nerem Bisurin. The lowest chazek isura. There's no chazaka that it's usher. If there's a chazaka that it's usher, then we will not say Eid Echad Nerem Bisurin. Abel Hacha, but over here, it's chazek isura. There's a chazaka. What's the chazaka? The chazaka is the Eishes Ish. She's a married woman. How are you undoing this married woman status on the basis of one person? Have a dava sheba erva. It's a dava sheba erva. The ain dava sheba erva pachos mishnayim. We never have a. You can't undo a dava sheba erva with less than two edim. How can we have one? Let's discuss that for a minute. Now, what is the makar of eid echad nerem bisurin? What's the makar v'edach that'll lead into davar sheva erva? What's the makar v'edach that'll be surin? So we just said Rashi says the svara. We trust the shechita. We trust the shochet. We trust the guy to take off his truma. All these things is good. Yeah.
Maybe the world could function. If you
did. What?
Can't function.
How can somebody ever be
yoitz
to somebody else? Maybe he's not.
That's not an isser. Huh? It's not an isser making kiddush. It's not an isser. Here it's an isser.
When you got two eidim for. Everything that went on.
Right. So you might be alluding to what Tosfos says. Tosfos says every case that Rashi gave was a case of biyado. It's in your power. It's in your power to fix it. It's in my power to give off the truma. It's in my power to do shechita. So then you would say, it's not because of Eidach Adam Bisurin. That's not the reason. The reason is it's because it's in your power. Something to do. Who said we would apply Eidach Adam Bisurin if it's not in your power? Not one case that Rashi brings does that apply. So Tosfos therefore says, the Makar of Eidach Adam Bisurin is a Nida. A woman says, I went to the mikvah. And you know what? We believe her. We don't assume she drove around the block for 3 hours and then just walked back in the door. We think she went. Why do we think she went? Because Eidach and Nerem Bisurin. It's a fundamental makar of all Eidach. It all comes from Nida. Yeah.
Isn't
that
Dover
Shavera?
What?
Isn't that
Dover Shavera? She has a Cheskazisr. She doesn't. You know why? Because she's not going to be Nida forever. That a Truma will be a Truma forever. If you don't mafresh it, it never will change. That animal will be not a shochet forever. You have to do it. That's what the Mepharshim say. That's why Nida is different.
She's going to go to the mikvah, she's going to remain a Nida forever too.
Yes, they discussed that. That if she doesn't go, she'll stay
in
Nida.
But it's exactly Rashi's case.
So the Ramban says it's e-efsher. How else is she going to be retired herself if she's not biyado? But since it's e-efsher, somehow it's different. I know.
But the biyado would be on the husband, no?
What?
The biyado we're talking about is on the...
No, it's on her. She says, I'm tired. I went to the mikvah tonight. So we believe her. Nobody, we weren't there. We believe her. Maybe she drove to the store and came right back, and she didn't go. We believe her. Torah says, a woman goes to the mikvah, you believe her. Right? The suffer loss. There's the law. She counts herself the 7 days.
In the case of Truma, you said yeah. That here's you have something, you're not sure if there's somebody give Truma or not.
Right.
The other was on the guy who now says, the new guy can give Truma? The guy who's going to believe his friend?
The guy who said he gave it, we believe him.
Because it's in his, okay.
Why isn't it a
Davar Sheva Erva,
though?
By Nida?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. The Torah's Gidden asks a different question. He says, why is it a Davar Sheva Erva here? What are you saying? I am saying that get was done with Shema. The consequence is that it relates to a Davar Sheva Erva. That's the consequence. The mashal is, let's say I give Ada, that mikvah has 40, I know that's a kosher mikvah. Would we believe you? Yes. It's an isser, it's Eidach and Bisurin. That's a kosher mikvah. The consequence is, every Ada is going in there. And in times of the Beis HaMikdash, people were going to become tar and go onto the Beis HaMikdash grounds and eat kodshim. That's all consequences of my testimony. But that's not a Davar Sheva Erva. It's maybe similar to what you're saying, but I don't have an answer for the Nida. I have an answer for this. So what's the difference between saying that mikvah is good, which will believe you, and will say, that's not a Davar Sheva Erva, even though the consequences surely are, right? Nida's going in that mikvah, on my testimony that it's kosher, I'm only one person. So how is that different than a get? If I say, that get has full shmato attached to it, why is that a Davar Sheva Erva? I'm speaking about the get. It should be one person. Is that get kosher? Is it not kosher? No, I'm telling you it's kosher. Yeah, the consequence will be that we're going to let a woman get married because now she's divorced. That's the consequence. That's not my testimony. If you put it into the model of a mikvah, it's the same exact thing. So we're going to have to say it's not the same exact thing. So how is it different? The difference is a few differences. Some say the stipler says, another stipler, I'm sorry, Naftali Trupp says, because when you give testimony on that get, you're really giving testimony on the Baal. You're really giving testimony about the husband. The get is just his extension. So it certainly is a Davar Sheva Erva. All the same answer. The Shaari Chaim says because this get, it's hard to distinguish between this and the case of the mikvah. Right? If I give testimony on the mikvah, a Nida now can go in there. If I give testimony about this get, a woman now can remarry. What's the difference? But somehow, as the disciple says, it's at the same moment that I hand over the get to the woman, I'm testifying about it, that turns it into a Davar Sheva Erva. Because at the same moment, I in our minds we know that it's a difference. It's hard to verbalize the difference. It's at the same moment, because maybe fine, it's true. Who says this? Reb Nachum says it. Fine, the Eidus isn't about the woman. Right? The Eidim isn't about the one. It's about the get. But the consequence here is much. It's very great. It's so great. What is it? It's being matter a married woman. What? You need something stronger than just the testimony of one person for that. Even if it's only on the get you want to say. I don't know. What do you think? Question's better than the answer, no?
So the testimony of a woman that she went to a mikvah.
Yeah.
You know, here you're just testifying on the get and it's kosher. Here, it's even stronger that she's testifying on her.
Right, that's what Seth asked.
No, but you were saying that if you look at what's stronger testimony, if the woman is testifying about herself, then you're testifying about the get.
Right.
But we're following that testimony on the get is stronger.
Right. I know, I hear you. Well, you have a suggestion? No. You know what? At first blush, you think the question's not even a question. But when you make the mashal into the mikvah, what's the difference?
Isn't it just a din rabbanon?
It is a din rabbanon. So we're going to answer that. We're going to give that answer.
So the din rabbanon has the power to...
But it has to be logic. There has to be some logic here. What do you mean? We're talking about a married woman.
This gets a full, even if it's a widow writer.
Right.
That comes from China.
Right.
Right. Goes to Yerushalayim.
Right. Right.
Does not say we find out that we find out that widow writer is a fully valid get.
Right.
So yeah. Chumrah,
right. So now we made a chumrah. You're right. We made a chumrah that it has to be before an echtav.
So
why?
Exactly.
Why? Because either because of lashma. Or because you don't want the husband showing up later making problems.
Okay.
Then the Gemara asks, well, have two people come.
Okay.
And that's what we're holding now. Have two people come. What do you need two people for? No, don't say Eidachan and Mitzvah. It's a whole question, build on question. Right?
On the Raisa level, it is exactly like the Mitzvah
case. Right. If you think it's on the Raisa, it's like exactly what Durabana, it's not.
Right.
Okay, so, what? Well, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Saying the same thing, basically. Okay, so we're still holding by the question. The question is, how could one person come? How could we allow one person to come? After all, Davar Sheba'erva requires two people. So the Gemara answers, really, Rov B'Kiyanein. Really, Rov B'Kiyanein. It's only now in the world of Rabba. Rabba said L'Shma. Really, Rov B'Kiyanein. Tafil Rav Meir Zechayish L'Miyuta. And even according to Rav Meir, who was chayish for these rare? His opinion is we're choshesh for miyot. That's the shita, right? He didn't allow people underage to give yevamis because maybe they're going to turn unusual. How many people are not able to father children? Very rare. He was choshesh for such a thing. But you know what? Stam sifri de daini migmar gmiri. And you know what? The dayanim know the halacha. It's not a problem of lishma. What's the issue? Rabbanan hu de itzrich. The rabbanan came up with this. The Rabbanan came up with this. Why did they come up with it? Rashi says, because you're going to find the get in the street. Well, the Chacham and Chutz La'aretz don't know the Shema? Of course they do. They'd never allow this. What's the problem? They threw it out because they were working on, they were writing Gittin for practice. And they wrote it, okay, Yosef ben Shimon. Hey, I am Yosef ben Shimon. And my wife is Rachel Bat Leah. Look at this. I can save myself money. That's a very unusual case. L'shma, of course there's no problem with L'shma. They know the Halacha, but this could happen. So because of this, they require Rafan and Echta. We want the guy to say, no, I saw them write it. I was in the room in the bezin, they write it. They wrote it fine. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But you know what? For Rabbanan hu de itzrach. For hacha mishum iguna ikilu bar Rabbanan. We don't want this woman being stuck. We don't want her being stuck. We don't want this hanging over her head. She can't get remarried. Is she divorced? Is she not? So because of an iguna issue, we're mekel. Unbelievable. That's the Gemara's next question. What kind of call is that? That's a chumrah. We'll leave that for tomorrow. That's exactly what the Gemara's going to ask tomorrow. What kind of call is that? That's exactly. It's a huge chumrah. The Gemara will talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Safe trip to